sahanavavatu sahaviryam karavavahai tejasvinavavitamastu mavidvishavahai om shanti shanti shanti.
Okay, in the old book, we're on page 175, beginning with Shatrun, right?
Mm-hmm. How are you with
so
sentences?
So, you know, I have only gone to the first one, and
okay. That
also just kind of the first layer, 50%. So I would like to start with that, and
that's
you can help me.
That's totally fine. That's good, yeah.
Okay. Shatrun agamayat svargam vedartham swan vedayat ashayat cha amritam devan vedam adhyapati vidhim.
No.
Not adhyapati?
No.
No, sorry. Adhyapat vidhim. That's what I meant. No? Not adhyapat?
Adhyapayat.
Yeah. With him.
Yeah, adhyapayat.
Oh. What did I say?
You said adhyapa.
Oh, sorry,
adhyapayat.
No, adhyapayat
yeah.
With him.
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought I was breaking
the. And you're at one more line.
Right.
Okay.
Asayat salile prithmeen yaha sahame shri harihi gatihi. So, this is the basic construct is the last sahame shri harihi gati. Him, and me is a genitive singular.
Saha is he, right?
Saha is he, sorry.
Yeah, yeah.
He is my Shri, Shri Harihi Gatihi. Oh no. Shri Harihi Gatihi. Shri is, you know, of course, honorific, and then Harihi, that Hari, God, Gatihi. Oh, I thought I had this, but I don't. So it's basically saying he is the one that I go to, or but gatihi, I don't.
Some of the meanings for gatihi are shelter and refuge.
Okay, so he is the one I take shelter in,
yeah.
But it's not me. Me is not I. It's not him.
Just do a direct translation, if you can.
Do a direct translation.
He is the
one I take shelter in. So it's Yaha and Saha, and then he's going to describe who it is that I take shelter in. But the basic thing is Saha, he is the one that I take shelter in, and then the rest of it is a description of Yaha, he.
Yeah, but why don't you just guide her through the grammar?
Okay, so Shatrun Agamayat. Shatrun is nominative plural for Shatru, the enemies. Agamayat. Agamayat looks like a causal of the imperfect. So, right?
Yes.
Gamgat. So, agamayat is cause to go. And then swargam is just accusative singular for heaven. So, shatrun agamayat swargam. The one who causes the enemies to go to heaven. Vedartham. Swan avedayat. Vedarthan is.
Where is in an N there?
Vedartham? Isn't there a.
Vedartham. Tham, mamam. Vedartham.
But still follows, so that'll be.
That'll be M. It's different than Hindi.
No, but I thought with the sir following, it's. Okay, so it takes the mo sound with the sir following. Are you laughing at me?
Because I'm trying to convince you of this for real.
okay, whatever. So, Ved Artham, the meaning of the Vedas. Ved Artham is a compound, right? So.
Mm-hmm.
Vedartham is declined in the accusative singular, Vedartham, meaning of the Vedas. Now this one I'm confused with. I think it's the Avedayat is probably a causal of Vid. Cause
yes.
To be known.
That's correct.
Okay. Then Swan I don't know what that is. Swa, so it's by oneself. But that, I don't know.
Is that what it is? I knew it meant himself or oneself, but I didn't understand what that form was.
I'm going to give you one hint, and then you can work this out, okay?
Okay.
Swa declines.
Oh, okay.
And it's reflexive, which means it goes back to the subject. So you have to figure out what is the subject of the verb.
The subject is myself, right?
Who's myself?
It's Hari.
Well,
isn't it? Let me think for a second.
I think that the translator, you know, the thing that we use, the key is wrong.
Oh.
In this.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
So I want you to figure it out. Just think causal. Causal has two subjects, and look at this. This first line
causal
is related.
Causal has two subjects?
I mean, he causes them to do that, so... Mm-hmm.
Oh, so he causes...
Me?
Me to...
Like,
second.
I cause you to do that, right?
Right.
That's causal.
Right.
So
right.
I am the causative. I'm the causal subject, the one who causes, but the primary subject is the one who's doing the action of the verb, right?
The primary subject, yeah.
So say if I cause you to learn, I teach you, right? I cause you to learn. And so here in this, put these two clauses together and then...
Which two clauses?
Read this as one sentence. Read this first line as one sentence and then tell me what is Swan referring to?
Okay.
So, I think it...
Sorry, go ahead.
For based on what you're saying, maybe it means me. I learned.
Well, what's the first sentence? Shatrun.
Oh, with Shatruda.
Shatrun agamiyat swargam. What does that mean?
So that means the one who causes the Shatrus to go to Swarga.
Yeah. He causes the Shatrus, the enemies, to go to Swarga, right?
And then he caused, then Vedartham Swan Avedayat. He causes the... No, he causes the knowledge of the Vedas by them. By
he teaches them, a Vedaya. He causes them, the Shatrus.
Oh, he causes the Shatrus to know them?
To learn the Vedas.
Oh.
You see what I mean?
Yeah,
so the swan
it's accusative
to the
plural then.
It's accusative plural because that's the subject of the verb.
Okay.
He makes, in other words, a way of saying that is he causes Avedya, he causes who? He causes them to learn. So who are the ones that are actually learning?
The
Shatrus.
Okay.
Because here if you say he makes them, he causes the Shatrus to go Agamiyat, right?
Yeah.
He's caused them to go to heaven.
Right.
And then he's caused them to learn the Vedas. So
okay.
Shatrun and Swan are in opposition to each other because
so
they're the primary
weird.
Subject
wow.
of the verb.
Okay.
I've
you
never
understand?
Seen Swa decline like that.
You usually see Swa
as being
in compound.
In a compound, So it's just Swa.
Yeah. You usually see it in a compound and you'll see Swiya as often decline.
Uh-huh. Okay.
So swa itself is a substantive that can be declined.
Mm-hmm.
I see.
I didn't even listen. That wasn't even registering in my brain.
You see it?
Oh, that's
can
good.
I just ask you the risk of you laughing at me again?
Yeah.
The reason that the bindu I was pronouncing as... Because I thought that before... And I have this written down that before... before sibilance it's ma, never mind. It's before you're alava.
You were thinking of semi vowels.
Yeah, I was thinking of semi vowels, and that's why I wasn't thinking of
semi vowels except for a.
That's all right, I do
I'll
that
probably
too.
I'll do it again.
Because they all, for me in my mind, the way I picture the chart, it's like the semi vowels and the sibilance are near each other in some way, so then I tend to like group them together, but they're things
you know
happen
what you
separately.
Should group together is the ha and the sibilance. Ha is also sibilant.
Yeah.
So put her and the sibilants together, they all, the anuswara will be im.
Okay.
Before
her and the sibilants, before the sibilants. It's nasalized. It's a nasalized anuswara, ananasika it's called, before the semi-vowels.
Right. And with the semi-vowels, doesn't it follow, each semi-vowel follows the classes? Doesn't it follow? Yeah. Yeah, okay. Because that's how I picture it in my mind.
No.
Do you have Bhandarkar there, Penny? You have Bhandarkar on you?
I do.
Okay, Bhandarkar has a really nice little...
Oh yeah, we were talking about this.
A little section on Sunday rules that I like to use. Let me tell you the page number there.
Okay.
Oh,
shoot.
It's 150 in the first book,
it's
isn't it?
It's in the first
book. This is how we entered our class last time, talking about this, because I asked a question about Anuswara. Yeah, and then I circled this, read page 150.
Yeah.
Number 27 on page 150.
Okay.
Oh, and I have the new book, so I don't know what page it would be.
The old book.
So funny. We're just picking up where we left off, totally.
Yeah.
Salafas.
I had to call Kiki to see which sentences we'd done, and I thought they were the five before because they were totally unrecognizable. no recall at all. That's so awful.
Okay, for the first book, I only have the orange one, the new one.
Oh, so what page is the Sunday on for the...
Same with me, but where is
it's
it?
It's number 27 on page 150 in the old book. Let me read it to you.
Okay.
Are you ready, Penny? What page are you on?
I don't have the first book on me.
Oh. Okay.
I don't either.
Can I read it to you?
Yeah.
Are you ready, Penny?
Yeah.
M at the end of a word or particle. It's fun.
Oh, my goodness. It's all right.
Yeah.
Okay. M
is
at the end.
Chapter 27?
No.
It's what you need to look for, Penny, because you're using the new book, right?
Uh-huh.
You want chapter, it's an appendix, and it's Sunday rules. It's under the appendix Sunday rules.
Is it before the...
Okay, got it.
And you go to number 27 in that list.
Okay.
So ma at the end of a word or
at the end of a word or particle.
Yeah,
okay, good.
Followed by a consonant in general is changed to an anuswara optionally, and necessarily when it is followed by sha, sha, sa, or ha. When it is not changed to an anuswara, it is changed to the nasal of the class to which the following letter belongs, and to a nasal ya, va, la, when followed by yava la, respectively. Sam plus gachate equals sangachate or sangachate. So it's either sangachate or sangachate.
I think actually even what I've heard is that even if there's an anuswara as a dot is there, it still takes that na sound.
The na sound?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Even if you see it.
Right.
Okay. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. I heard
it.
Yeah,
that. Oh, no. Edward just called me. I've got to talk to him just a minute. Keep reading.
Okay.
Oh, keep reading?
No.
Oh.
Did we finish it?
Yeah, we finished it because the next one starts at the end.
But I want you to know that the anuswara before a sibilant.
Yeah, Penny?
Okay. So, my understanding is before a the anuswara, like a trem, but currently a jamahe, it goes to the palatal.
I just want you to play
nasal, right? Before.
Hold on a second.
Nasalized semi-vowel.
It stays as a sound, right?
Hold on a second. Back up so we can follow you again.
That's not true.
So you're saying that the ya. Tell me what the ya does?
If you have another swallow before a ya.
Yeah.
Like triumbakam yajamahe.
Okay.
The triumbakam goes to the palatal nasal. Triumbakam yajamahe.
No, Penny. I don't think so. When you have a nasalized semi-vowel, it goes to anuswara plus the half ya, yakara without the a. So you would have an anuswara plus double ya, a ya, conjunct consonant. And that's pronounced as nga, like triumbakai, kind of a ngai, triumbakai yajamahe. You see what I mean? They have it here in the book. Just a second, let me find it.
This book?
I think they have an example of it. No, they don't have an example. I've got an example. Okay, they don't have an example, but they do have, they do show it to you. It says, when it is not changed to Anuswara, it is changed to the nasal of the class to which mm-hmm. the following letter belongs. Okay, that's for the ka through ma. Mm-hmm. Okay. Then N to a nasal yavala. Do you see the danda there after the yavala? So one followed by yavala. So you're going to end up with a double ya conjunct consonant with an anuswara above the preceding letter. So it would be anuswara followed by ya with a danda.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Do you understand?
Yeah. Which gives it the sound, triambakai.
Yeah. But it's not going to take the nasal of the class. The only one that takes the nasal of the class is ka through ma as an option. You know, the ku, chu, tu.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then what about before va? What if it's a va instead of a ya?
Then it would take anuswara plus double va.
So what does that sound like?
Well, it still takes that, I need an example. Let's see.
Gavin, gavin, on open the shrews.
Kaving kavinam. It's still kind of a na sound. Kaving kavinam. No, that's not right. Kaving, that's what the.
But it's the same sound as before a year, right?
Kaving vadi.
Kaving kavinam upamashray.
No, you're saying kaving kavinam. That's kaving ki ka. You want kaving va. Kaving va. Kavingva. Say you take kavim.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Kavim. Sorry. Say if you said kavim va. Kavingva. Kavingva.
Kavimva.
And with a ya, it comes like Trimbakai. It's more of an I sound.
Mm-hmm.
Trimbakai, then kavingva.
So are you saying that the Anuswara becomes the ya, and then there's a ya that
no,
comes?
No.
So that's
the, like, the, say if I take, yeah. take, say if I take kavim. That makara would go to an anuswara above the e, kavim, okay? And yeah. then you would have a double va, conjunct consonant, or a double ya, or a double la. Uh-huh. Afterwards.
Right. And it wouldn't sound like a nasal anymore.
Yeah, it sounds like a nasal, but it's kind of a nasal gently blended in with the ya or wa. Like trem on trembakai on trembakai yajamahe. That's what you're hearing mostly here. On trembakai yajamahe.
Uh-huh.
Trembakai.
But doesn't that sound really similar to the palatal nasal?
It might. Trembakai. I can't even do it thinking with the palatal nasal. Yeah, Trayambakan. No, no, I can't make that happen. But even if it does sound similar, it doesn't matter because that's not the rule.
Okay. I'm just thinking for it because when I hear it, that's how I hear it.
You know what? If you, do you know that online Sanskrit class? The examples that I have in that thing are actually examples from a Sanskrit text that goes through all of the Sunday rules that I thought I'd actually at one point passed out to all of you.
Yeah, I think
I have it.
You have that, right?
I have that handout. I just don't remember.
It's there, though.
The rules for the Anuswara with the sounds. That.
Yeah, but I think if you look it up, what I'm saying, why to bother looking that up is that it has the stock examples. So those aren't my examples. Those are examples I got from that Sanskrit book on Sunday.
But what we're saying is before any of the sibilants and the aspirate.
It only takes anuswara. Before
it just takes the ma sound, like simha.
That's right. It just takes the ma sound.
Okay.
Yeah.
Vedartham swan.
So basically, we're getting a double ya, a double va, and a double la.
Right.
And with some slight nasal, soft something or other.
Yeah, kind of a nasalization that runs into the ya, va, or la.
Okay.
But I can't be as exact as it would be nice to be.
Okay.
You know.
But you called it, when you explained it in class, you said it's like a nasalized semi-vowel. So
that's what it's called.
Yeah, it's called a nasalized.
It's called a nasalized semi-vowel.
I'm heading to the ashram next week, so I'll corner somebody.
Corner somebody.
Corner somebody.
Who could you corner? Maybe,
either I'll try to shoot out my movie to
shoot out my
I'll try to corner Swami Vidyananda.
Oh, yeah.
That'd
be good.
I'll find somebody.
Yeah. But the difference between, I don't think Vidyatat Mananda teaches Sanskrit and Shudat Mananda does, so you'll be more on, maybe more on top of that.
Yeah. Well, that was a good review because I've been doing that wrong.
Well, it's one of those subtle things that takes...
The sound may not be very much different. I don't think it is. But the understanding sure is different, so
yeah.
That's good.
Yeah, especially for teaching.
Yeah.
That's why we have to teach. You know what you might have been thinking of, Penny?
Mm-hmm.
Is a nasal na followed by a sibilant does become... No, not by a sibilant. That's not right. Never mind. I've seen an example, but the example didn't apply.
Okay. I'll look it up in your Sunday rules.
Okay.
I have to do a review of that because I have a few students now just starting to approach Sunday, so...
Yeah.
Good.
All right.
That is so cool.
What is?
To be teaching somebody someday. I don't know what that takes. All right, so should I do this next?
Yeah.
Next sentence here, okay. So this one I need to help on. But Ashayat Cha Amritam Devan, that's the first clause. So Amritam is accused of singular form. Amrit, nectar.
Mm-hmm.
Devan is accused of plural for the devas, for the gods. Then ashayat is a causal. Again, I think it's a past tense causal.
Mm-hmm.
Causal of a past tense. Of, and I cannot figure out, it has to be like ush or something.
It's
like
a to eat or drink.
Ush.
Yeah.
And I didn't see that. Okay.
Ush, right.
So then he causes the gods to eat Amrit, to have Amrit.
Yeah, to enjoy or to
enjoy him.
You can say, though it says eat, you can say drink if an English drink is more appropriate.
Causes
they're saying
to
enjoy or to eat,
okay.
Yeah.
So he causes them to drink Amrit. Vedam adhyapayat with him. So Vedam is again accused of speaking of the Vedas. Adhyapayat again is, I think, the causal of a past tense.
Yeah.
And maybe it's actually I don't know what this
is. I think it's adi and e. Is that right? Which
and
is
and adi. It's this is important for Vedanta and the Vedas. Adi is what they use for to study,
mm-hmm.
like to study the Vedas. And in the causal, that adi takes pa instead of the aya. It takes it inserts that pa.
Mm-hmm.
According to that rule, there,
yeah.
I think they have a rule.
Adhyapaya.
Mm-hmm.
Does it also mean established, like adhishtanam? You know, something that is established. Is that related at all?
Adhishtanam. This is from adi,
okay.
And it means. It's a little bit unusual. They talk about it in the thing, but it's something to memorize because it comes all the time.
We learned it. I
like
think
it's
it,
on page 173, number 9. Just go back a page.
Yeah.
And look at number 9.
Shocho, that one.
No, yeah, where it says the roots G, Kri, and E with a D,
mm-hmm.
substitute A for their vowels as Japiyati, Krapiyati, Adhyapiyati. Once it substitutes A, then it takes the pa.
Mm-hmm.
I see.
Right?
I see.
And so that, but I'm just pointing out that this is a common word for you to just make note of. To learn it. Okay. Needs to teach. It's a causal of the D.
So then he causes, and with him is, I think, also accusative singular of vidhi, of manner.
But here vidhi is, means just Prajapati or the creator. Vidhi is also a word for Brahmaji. And I think that I looked at how the other guy translated it.
Yeah, that's, I only got that from the translation.
I see.
But
I
looked it up, it's also true.
Yeah.
I've seen it in other situations too.
So he causes...
Or he teaches, you can just say.
He teaches Brahmaji, the Vedas.
Yeah, the Veda, right.
So Adhyapayat, he causes the teaching of the Vedas to... Brahmaji.
He causes Brahmaji to learn, right?
Yes.
He causes, he teaches, it's either to study or to teach. So now it's to teach because it's causal, right? A D itself just means to study.
Okay.
So he teaches the Veda to
Brahmaji.
I'm sorry, what is that word that you're saying is Brahmaji?
Vidhi usually means, you know, like an injunction or a rule.
Yeah, vidhi.
But it also means, it has a lot of different meanings, but one of the meanings is the creator.
That's good to know.
Yeah. And that's how the translator, you know, in our key, that's how he took it.
Yeah.
And I think, and that makes sense.
Kind of makes sense that Brahmaji would be vidhi because he's the vidhi of the universe,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, then...
The whole order of the Swamiji.
Right, exactly. Asayat salile prithvim yaha. So, asayat... salile is locative singular for salila on the water. Prithvim is accusative singular for prithvi, earth.
Mm-hmm.
So, asayat is, again, causal... I think that's also causal of a past tense.
Mm-hmm.
And then the substantive here would be, is it us?
Us means to like to put or to place or to rest. He puts it in the causal.
To rest. So he causes the earth to rest on the water.
Uh-huh.
Did you look up these meanings in the big dictionary
mm-hmm.
in Optin?
I did too.
That one, saha me shri harihi gatihi, that one is, he is the one that I go to for, as a refuge, shri harihi gatihi.
Why can't you just say shri hari is my gati, is my refuge? See, if you say that, just
oh,
say this.
I get it.
Yeah.
Shri hari gatihi, That one is my refuge.
Yeah, because right. May is my would be my refuge. Okie dokie.
Alright. Should I read that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Shatrun agamayat swargam.
Vedartham swan avedayat.
Ashayat cha amritam devan.
Ashayat cha amritam devan.
Vedam adhyapayat vidhim.
Vedam adhyapayat vidhim.
Asayat salile prithvim.
Asayat salile prithvim.
Yaha sahame shri harir gatihi.
Yaha sahame shri harihi gatihi.
You know that this one is prithvim, but there's also prithvi.
Yeah.
But there's different forms of...
For earth.
Prithvi or prithvi.
We saw prithvi somewhere.
Yeah, that's more, I see that more often. Prithvi. But there's prithvi also.
Yeah, prithvi is more Hindi. Prithvi.
Okay.
All right, and this other one is all one sentence. No, no, it's two more sentences.
Two more.
Okay. Ramayanti manaha tavat pavaha bavaha samsara sambhavaha sambhavaha yavat na shruyate sa shuloka put kara kahalaha.
Do you have fu or pu?
Pu.
Pu.
Oh my god, I have foot kara.
There is no fu.
That's Hindi.
That's Hindi.
No, I have fu here.
No.
That's a pu. That's an aspirate pa.
Pa.
There is no fa in Sanskrit. There is no F sound in Sanskrit.
You have an aspirate pa there. Pu.
Anyway, do you see this?
Yes. Fa? That is an aspirate pa. We don't ever use the F sound.
I'm sorry, I've been away from Sanskrit for too long. I can't.
Your wires are crossing. Your Hindi Sanskrit wires are crossing.
Because I'm in the bathroom. Oh, poo. So what did you call it?
It's putkara.
So, but isn't there a pala sound? Pa?
Pa.
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 Yeah,
pa.
That's it.
You know, pala. Pa. Pa. Aspirate pa.
But you said putkara.
Poo. It's putkara.
Aspirate pa.
It's an aspirate pa. So we have put, pa.
Oh, I thought you said putkara. Okay, sorry.
What? What did you think I said?
I thought you said putkara.
Oh, without the aspirate.
It's not putkara. You
it's
said putkara.
Okay. Yeah, sorry. Oh, what do we have here? Ramayanti is from Ram. It's causal, present, third person, plural.
Ram, okay.
And, which means to be pleased. Or delighted, or to rejoice. And then we have manaha, accusative singular for mind, and tava, tavat, which I think is so long as here.
It's not tavat, right? It's tavat.
Tavat.
Oh, I'm sorry. Why did I have a long ah there? I guess I just transposed it incorrectly. Tavat, which is so long as, or so long. And then
yeah, tavat. It's that one.
Mm-hmm. And then bhavaha, which is nominative plural for condition or state. Samsara, sambhavaha is a compound.
Oh, wow.
I think.
Yeah.
Which means like the sources of, I don't know.
You could just say like that, yes.
The sources of worldly life.
Whose source, which is born. It's going to be a behuver.
Oh, it's a behuver he. Okay. Whose source? Okay.
And source is sambhava?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
It's not possibility, sambhava. What is possible? It's also
it also means that.
Okay.
Sambhavati also, if you use it especially as a verb, mm-hmm. It's possible.
Okay. But it
yeah, it has a lot of different...
Also means can it is born from, it has
yeah.
Born source.
I see.
If you look it up in the dictionary, it's a lot of different
sambhava.
Meanings.
Okay.
So, okay. And then we have yava, the correlative to tava, as long as. And then na shriyate. And shru is just passive here. It's just in the passive form. I think.
Yes, it is.
Yes, okay. I
really
came to that
good.
Conclusion. And it's present third person singular. Mm-hmm. Is heard.
Right.
And then we have a compound of sashru, which means tearful, or full of tears, loka, world, or people, putkara, which means like shriek or sobbing or scream or crying out, and then kahalaha, which is a sound.
Yeah.
So and it's in the nominative singular. So I think it's something like the sound of the sobbing of the crying people, or the sound of the.
Well, you could also say the sobbing sounds, right?
The sobbing sounds.
Well, okay. I don't know. Let me just look at that putkara again. Just tell me how you did it.
That's just how I did it. Oh, you
I
did
took
the whole
an adjectival
thing?
To the sound. Putkara kalaha, the sobbing sounds of the people.
Yes.
And what'd you say for Sasha? Full of tears.
Yes.
So is the entire thing one compound? Or
yes.
Sashu loka is one word and then putkara
no,
kalaha?
No, it's all one compound.
Kalaha.
So you should know that, Kiki.
Because loka is not declined.
It's not declined.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
So how does that read then?
Well,
that last line?
That last
no shriyate.
Oh, how does the last line read? It means that, well, how about the whole translation?
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah.
Okay, so it's something like, I didn't really do very good on this. The conditions or the sources, oh, hold on. Well, what it's saying is like, you know, the mind is let's see here. The subject is conditioned, states of being, right? It's the nominative mm-hmm. plural. So the states...
It can also be like the affections and the enjoyments, the pleasures.
Oh, the pleasures for bhavaha?
Yeah, or the affection or the attachments.
Okay. Can
also, if you look in bhava, it's got so many meanings. Also, bhava also means the rasas.
Okay. Yeah. So the pleasures...
Or the attachments.
Okay. Whose source is worldly life.
So in English, you could just say the attachments born of...
Of the world.
Mm-hmm.
The attachments born of the world cause the mind to be pleased as long as, you know, as long as one does not hear...
Now go to the subject.
Okay.
As long as
the pleasures...
The kalaha. As long as the kalaha. Kalaha is nominative singular.
Kahala. Kahala, is that what you're saying?
Kahala.
The people.
Kahala means the sound.
The sound, right. Okay. As long as the sound of the sobbing...
The sobbing sounds.
People, the sobbing sounds. As long as the sound of the sobbing people, right?
No, because Pukkara has to be a karmadharya with Kalaha. Then the sobbing... The sobbing...
Oh, okay,
the,
I get
the sounds,
it.
The
I was looking at it as a
shashti.
Okay. So...
Of the
as long
people.
As the sobbing sounds of the crying people is not heard.
Of the people who are full of tears, right?
Of the people who are...
The crying people.
It's
as
the
long
sobbing
as the
sound of the people. Sound of the tearful people.
Yeah.
Is not heard.
As long as the sobbing sound of the tearful people is not heard.
You could say the sounds of sobbing, or the sobbing sounds, you know, but I took it just adjectival.
All right, well, that's where I went wrong, because I was thinking of putkara and kahalaha as being a shashti rather than a karmadarya.
Well, even say if you did that, try it. Well, let me just check something to see if you can even do that. But just a minute.
Well, what I came up with in that sense was to say... The sound of the sobbing of the tearful people. So I had it all. I had two shashtis, and then I had sashru.
I think that's okay.
I had sashru and loka being the karmadarya.
Okay, so say you do like that.
It still works, but
yeah, I know. I just want to see how you did it.
I did it was I said that putkara and kahalaha. That is a shashti.
Okay.
Tat Purush.
The sounds of the sobbing.
Okay. Mm. And then I had...
the sound of the sobbing.
I had between loka and putkara, I had that as a shashti also.
Okay. The sound of the sobbing of the people.
Mm-hmm. And then I had sashru and loka as a karmadarya.
Yeah. Of the people.
Tearful people or crook.
That's okay. I like that.
Anyway.
I just didn't like sobbing people. Because sobbing people would put sobbing as a karmadarya with loka. And that's not going to work. But if you have a shashti there, then that works fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's good. Danny, do you want to do the last one?
All I can do is read it.
All right.
Should we have Kiki read it?
Oh, yeah, let's have Kiki read the second one, though.
Ramayanti manaha tavat.
Ramayanti manaha tavat.
Bhavaha.
Bhavaha.
Sansara sambhavaha.
Samsara sambhavaha.
Yavat na shruyate.
Yavat na shruyate.
Sashru loka putkara kahalaha.
Sashru loka putkara kahalaha. Kahalaha.
Kahalaha.
Good.
So Penny's going to read the last one?
Yeah, I'll read the last one.
Okay.
It's about my symptom.
Okay.
Sviyam yashaha parusham cha gupteye katitam chayat kritam yad upakaraya dharmatnyo na prakashayat. Prakashayet.
Prakashayate.
Yeah, prakashayate.
Okay. All right, so let me see. Swiyam, one's own, is accusative singular. Yashaha, from yashas, is accusative singular for fame or glory. Pau urusham, accusative singular for prowess or manliness, it says. Cha guptaye. Guptaye is from gupti, and it's in the dative, and it is secrecy or protection. It's like having a secret. Katitam is PPP from cut, and it's accusative singular, and it's was told. And then we have cha and yat. So, I'll just go all the way through before we do a translation. Kritam was done, accusative singular, and then we have yat upakaraya. Upakarayaha, it's from upakarayaha, which means, and it's in the dative singular. So
it's not yaha, right? It's just
upakaraya. Yes.
Upakaraya, like Ramayana.
Yeah. So, because it's in the dative.
Yeah.
And it's service or help or assistance. And then dharmajnaha is a righteous, you know, like a virtuous person. It's nominative singular, a good person. And then we have na prakashayate. And that's from prakash, which means to proclaim or make public. And it's in the, it's a potential... what did I write here? It's potential third person singular. Potential should not. Should
causal
not.
Potential.
Causal, yes.
Causal of the potential.
What did I write
It
could
just be like reveal. He shouldn't reveal or shouldn't make seen, you know? Reveal is a good word, or you shouldn't bring to light.
Bring to light, precaution.
Yeah.
I just wrote some question down here, but I don't know what I meant by it, so I'm going to leave it alone.
God, why is it yeta is just the potential.
Okay. Yeah, it's just the potential. Yeah. Okay,
and
so,
the,
go ahead.
No, it's okay.
No, ask
it.
I got it. Oh, okay. So a good person or a good man should not reveal his own, or should not proclaim his own fame, right? Wouldn't that work there? Should not proclaim his own fame and prowess. Should not reveal that which is told to him in secrecy, or a secret that's told to him.
But guptiye is in what case do you take that?
Dative.
Yeah.
Told to him. I don't really get how that works. That how
it's
would
kind
you say
of odd
that?
For dative, isn't it?
Yeah, it's. I just couldn't really quite get how that worked. I mean, I understand
I would just
what it
say
means
in secrecy, but just know that it's.
That's how I said it, but it's dative.
But just know it's
not,
a dative. That's all.
Was told to him in secrecy, and that which was done for service. That which was done in service.
Well,
again,
that
it's
which
dative
is,
again, so, but you would say in service.
Upakara. An upakari is somebody who helps another person, aids another person. So that upakara has the sense of helping another person, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's right. That's good.
But upakaraya is not from upakari, right? It's from...
No, but no, upakara,
upakari.
Upakara. Upakari is
right,
the one.
Right.
It's the doer of it.
Yeah.
Upakara is the favor, right?
Mm-hmm. And that's it?
Yeah.
So you want to read?
Good. Want to read, Kiki?
Yeah. Sviyam yashaha paurusham cha.
Sviyam yashaha paurusham cha.
Guptaye kathitam chayat.
Guptiye katitam chayat.
Kritam yat upakaraya.
Kritam
yat upakaraya.
Dharmajnaha na prakashayet.
Dharmajnaha na prakashayet.
Na prakashayet. Good.
My mouth, it can't move as fast as it used to. It's
getting
Sanskrit atrophy. Okay, how many should we do next for next class? We either should do 5 couplets or 4, because it doesn't break evenly in half.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Let's do, should we do four?
Yeah, let's do four.
Until Navapanch, right? Javarshani.
Ending with Neva?
Yeah.
That's our last line, right?
That's the last line.
Yeah.
Navapanch
Javarshani.
It's the last line.
Yeah.
Good. That's one, two, three, four. One, two. Oh, I'm wrong. Next time we just have to do three.
One, two, three. Right.
Oh, okay.
But you were right. It still doesn't break even.
Yeah, three, four. Okay, good. Then, well, we can also just use the, since you can use the time to review. If you're getting tired of reviewing causals, you can go and review causal and something else. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Like I'm not getting tired.
It's just a good time to.
Yeah.
Well,
these, but the thing is that all of, every time you do a causal, you have to sort of review some verbal form because it's causal of something else, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, so you're getting practice with the different forms too.
Yeah.
With the endings.
Right,
yeah,
right.
It's so nice to just have those.
And
down.
Recognizing them, yeah.
Yeah.
I know. All the, getting rid of all those cobwebs in our minds.
No, not yet.
Exactly.
We're trying.
I was telling Carol we revised.
Yeah, that was good. That was really good.
One.
Oh, very
helpful. So the one thing that Tara said that was very helpful to me for participles was that, you know, you can't really, there's no replacement for it. You can't, so the singing, somebody did this, the singing mother swept the floor or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So the, and that is the singing, you it's not a verb and it's not a noun, but that's why participles are made from verbs and declined like nouns, because it's the singing, it's an action which is adjectival, is like singing mother, right?
Yes, for the present participle. That's what it is for the present participle.
But for the past participle, that's not.
Then it can be either used as a verb or as an adjective.
Yeah. Right, the past participle
but
can
not
work
the present
as an
participle.
Adjective.
Present
no,
participle
present
can stand
person.
Alone.
Yeah.
Right, but the past participle can stand alone as a verb. Instead,
yeah.
It can replace a verb,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's right. That's good.
Yeah, that helped me. I think Penny said the grazing horse. We had sentences like
mm-hmm.
that to try and understand how it was
right.
used and how it would be
right.
an adjective. Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, and that's why the fact that it's verbal.
Did
based,
you ever
but...
show Carol Virginia's PPP tree?
No.
No.
Not that I recall. That'd be fun to see.
I'll bring it in.
You should bring it in.
Okay.
Virginia was brilliant. And
our artist.
That's nice.
Of
that's
the
nice.
PPP
oh,
tree.
PPP
one
tree.
Branch was agitated.
Nice.
The next limb was the passive construction on the Crayola. And the third was the intransitive, like or Sagataha.
Mm-hmm.
The purely intransitive, where it actually looks like an active, but he was having gone or something.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, it was those three particular branches. It's so clever and it's so beautiful.
Yeah, I can
done.
See it in my mind. I'll
so,
find it and bring it in.
Yeah, actually, I have it. I can email it to you, Carol.
Okay, that'd be great.
You might enjoy it. It's a
nice visual.
Visuals are so helpful.
Oh, they're great. And that's why, because she's an artist, so her mind is working like that.
Yeah.
And it was great. It was really helpful.
You know, if we try to do any Gita, you asked about that, Kiki. That's what
mm-hmm.
I'm bringing. It's all right with me. I can do that, but it's a lot of extra work. So if you want to, it's a lot of extra work for both of you. So it depends on you, actually. To me, it's not, I mean, I've read the Gita many, many times. It's not an issue.
Was that the books that we ordered?
Maybe we should
yeah.
finish
okay, let's finish Vandarkar.
It might be better, you know.
It's hard for us to get our work done as it is.
Yeah, yeah, no.
It might be better since we probably have 6 months left of
Vandarkar
at least.
Six months, really?
Mm-hmm.
We only have we have a ton left. That's
we don't have a ton, but we, you know, we have the Eris, which is brand new for everybody.
Yeah.
Which
and,
will be...
and also, depending on what we decide, if you look at Vandarkar, at the near the end of it, there's pages of
translation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Nice your tongue, Carol.
Oh Lord.
We've got two.
But we've got
two chapters on Aorist.
Yeah.
So it's tons of Aorist.
Yeah. We have tons of Aorist.
And then we have the Benedictive.
Oh my God, we have a ton of chapters of Aorist.
And then Desideratives.
Yeah.
It's going to take us 6 months, I agree.
And then if we decide to read all of these sections, which I actually think that we should, because if we slog through all of this, then you'll have much more ability to read the Mahabharata and Ramayana and all those things. And the style I looked at, it's not very hard.
You mean all this translation in the back? Okay.
We can make
that'd be good practice for us.
Because otherwise, because it'll really build up your your vocabulary. You know, your samsara.
Yeah.
Vyavahara vocabulary.
And it will help us to, like, then we'll be translating. It could be in any form of anything. We have to draw on everything we've learned.
Exactly.
And pull it all together.
Because you can't just say it's in the causal chapter.
Yeah.
So look for the causals. And
and you know what else is that? What I would love to just be able to sight read the Ramayana and the Mahabharata. I can't do that yet.
That would be amazing.
It would be wonderful. It was so wonderful. But it's a vast
You
vocabulary.
Know, Mommy's going to come, so she... well, I don't know how good she would be. She only reads it in Hindi. I know she's read it in Hindi several times, but she...
Hindi's very close to the Sanskrit. Mm. But, you know, I mean, it's just so miserable.
Yeah.
And I can't sight read it because I don't have that big a vocabulary.
No.
I have the vocabulary in Vedanta, but not in... And if we read this, we'll get...
Some vocabulary.
Some really... vocabulary. Mm-hmm.
I think both of those texts are so steeped in what the culture is even now.
You really, you really understand.
You understand the culture from that. I mean, I wish, you know, I would like for Arjun to learn it because then he'll understand how we behave the way we do.
And why.
You know,
And the thing is, it roots you so much more in Dharma because this is a corrupt Dharma that's been passed down over the... It's very sad
But even that dharma, Carol, was so, I don't know, I'd love to see how Swamiji thinks of these. Because, you know, in the Ramayana, how Ram, he, after Sita went through all this, then he abandoned her. In the Mahabharata, that Krishna, who's supposed to be on the good side, he does so much trickery.
Yeah, I know. So
there's
that's
no
why it's such
clear
a,
black and white.
But dharma isn't black and white. That's what's so important, and that's why... Say if we were to somehow, when we're old, all day and every day, we could, you know, read the Ramayana and the Mahabharata, and then there's sections that are really ripe for discussion.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
wonderful.
Yeah.
You know?
Wow.
And the Mahabharata is supposed to be more kind of gray, not quite as black and white, but the Ramayana is supposed to be, you know, Ram is supposed to personify
Dharma.
And yet
Krishna
he personifies
on
the
way
he did.
Yeah.
Despite that.
Yeah. Exactly. So, but you, and then there's the question of what is contextual to the time and what can be left behind.
Yeah.
And in fact, when I was in India this time, Swamiji was given a tremendous honor by the Shankaracharya of Sringeri. Sringeri Shankaracharya. You there, Penny?
No, I sounded just as you were about to say Swamiji, the sound dropped out. I thought, oh no!
Are you back on now?
I am.
Okay, because I haven't said anything yet. I'll start over. When I was in India this time, Swamiji was given an honor, first time ever, actually, by the Sringeri Shankaracharya, where some auspicious day for Shankara Jayanti, he was invited to come to the Mutt, and the honor, he was honored as some sort of honor, as somebody who is carrying on the tradition of Advaita Vedanta and Shankaracharya.
Oh,
you know? And why this honor, Swamiji himself gives honors people, but why? One of the reasons he accepted to actually go there and accept this honor and the spirit with which it is given is this. Swamiji has, for these last 20 or 30 years that he's been teaching, has gone, in a sense, against the Dharma. I'll tell you, it's not really at all. Mm. But Dharma is flexible, and it's meant to shift with the times appropriately. Mm. So Swamiji has taught Westerners. Mm. He's taught women.
And in English.
And he's taught in English. He's crossed the seas.
Mm.
And all of these things, you know, are not supposed to be done.
Oh, yeah.
He's also given Upanayana, the sacred thread, to girls. Mm. He's given girls the Gayatri Mantra. All of these things.
Mm.
And he's been highly criticized for these things by other, not Shankaracharyas, but really people who are trying to follow the Vedic tradition.
Mm.
By the Shankaracharya doing this, what it does is, it's a statement saying, we are bringing Dharma up to the present.
Yeah, mm. That's great.
And because he could never honor Swamiji if Swamiji's not following Dharma.
Right.
So it's a huge statement.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
You know?
It's beautiful.
And so it's very inclusive of all beings,
mm-hmm.
and of women,
mm-hmm.
you know, teaching all of these things. It's huge.
Yeah. All these other Vedantins also, like Ramakrishna wanted Vivekananda to come to the West. There are all these other olden, you know, the people who came to the West, right? Like that.
But they're all criticized in the sense that they're not following the Dharma. See, even until recently, and maybe for some of them it could still be, where they don't ride in cars.
Oh.
They only walk, this type of thing. So it's only now that they're starting to adjust to the times.
It just feels like it's so huge, because then Hinduism doesn't fall into the same thing as some other religions, which are so caught in their time.
Yeah.
Christianity, Islam, all these
I know.
Religions who are
it
so...
It brings it up to date.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. It makes it relevant, it makes it less prone to fanaticism in some ways, I think.
That's
know?
Right.
And this time there, I taught. I taught at the ashram this time for about a week. I gave a lot of classes, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Because Swamiji's told me this before, I taught last time too, but not this extensively.
Mm.
He wants them to understand psychology.
Oh, how great! How great.
And so I brought up. I brought up some really important issues. The first couple of days I talked just about teacher-student relationship and boundary issues, because they don't have any clue about that.
Mm.
Appropriate boundary issues and all kinds of things.
Yeah, Indians don't have a clue, exactly.
Westerners don't. Nobody does. They
right.
can. I mean, these boundary issues are violated all of the time
mm-hmm.
in a way that is damaging to the student.
Mm-hmm.
You know.